The Youth's Instructor, October 3, 1901, The True Shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Christ is the good shepherd. He leads the way, calling upon his sheep to follow him. Those who hear and obey his voice will follow his example in all things. Becoming acquainted with him, they will grow daily more and more like him. They will be meek and lowly, free from jealousy and envy. Do we hear Christ's voice? Are we following him? It is of great importance that we know whether we are following the true shepherd. In order to know this, we must search his word, for it is his voice speaking to us. What saith the scriptures is to be our watchword at every step. In God's word we may find an answer to every question. From it, light shines upon our pathway, revealing the good shepherd as he goes before us. Christ knew that man could not in his own strength overcome the enemy. So, laying aside his royal robe and kingly crown, he came to this earth to overcome in our behalf. He was tempted in all points, like as we are, that he might know how to succor them that are tempted. He met and overcame Satan on every point. He has left us an example of perfect obedience. In his strength, we can be more than conquerors. He is able to save to the uttermost all who come to God by him. Christ is a conqueror, and those who follow him will be on the conquering side. There are precious victories before the Christian. He may be weak, but the Redeemer knows his need and is able to strengthen him. Jesus knows that Satan is trying to get control of men and women, and he stands ready to help all who come to him for help. He is not willing that any should perish. He has made it possible for every tempted son and daughter of Adam in every time of temptation to gain a glorious victory. He has placed the power of heaven within the reach of his children. God has done for us all that infinite love could suggest, and all he asks of us in return is obedience, conformity to his will. He has placed before us a standard of righteousness which he desires us to reach. He calls upon us to return to our loyalty to him, that we may be admitted into the Eden home from which Adam was banished by his disobedience. A young man came to Christ, asking him what he should do to inherit eternal life. The Savior answered, "If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." This is his answer to his followers for all time. Our duty is outlined in the commandments, and if we obey them, we shall gain eternal life. If we desire heaven and its joy, we must cease from transgression, for the law of God is the rule by which character is measured. Satan works zealously to prevent us from forming characters which will meet God's approval. But they that are with us are more than all they that are against us. God sends heavenly angels to the side of his children to keep them from evil. If we have placed ourselves in his care, we may rest securely, for he has promised that no man shall pluck us out of his hand. In the past, many have suffered for the truth's sake. To them, truth was dearer than all else, and they willingly gave up this present life for the life eternal. We shall be called upon to sacrifice for the truth's sake. Those who share in Christ's glory must share also in his suffering. But let us remember that in the home which the Savior is preparing for us, there is no sorrow nor suffering. Of those who overcome, it is written, therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The royal command has gone forth. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. What greater honor could be conferred on mortal man? When men are going to appear before an earthly monarch, how carefully they prepare to meet him. How carefully, then, should we prepare, we who expect to meet the King of Kings? If our preparation meets his approval, we shall dwell with him forever, clothed in the spotless robe of Christ's righteousness. Surely this is worth striving for. The free gift of eternal life is ours on one condition. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. May God help you to live so that you may enter the holy city, is my prayer.